All right, and a lot of people have given up their information to these DNA testing sites. California said, the sites have now gone too far with our data.
Yeah, and in the case of 23andMe, California is now suing the company that collected so much DNA data. It was formerly known as 23andMe, over a 2023 data breach that affected nearly 7 million people. State Attorney General Rob Bonta said that more than 850,000 Californians had their personal information jeopardized by this breach, including both genetic and overall health reports. 23andMe filed for bankruptcy protection last year and was acquired by a nonprofit that is run by 23andMe's former CEO. State officials say that hackers were able to access 23andMe's entire systems for 5 straight months without being detected. And in fact, 23andMe only started investigating the breach on its own after it found out that its customers' information was being sold online. The attorney general says that 23andMe lied to customers about the severity of the breach. 23andMe, for its part, says that any legal action at this point has to be heard in bankruptcy court and not civil court.
Well, and that's what stuck out to me was the 5 months undetected that hackers were able to access systems. Yeah. So is this just a specific problem that 23andMe was dealing with where they didn't have the guardrails? Or would this have you more concerned about these DNA companies more generally? Like, is there enough security in place?
Yes and yes. I think the bottom line here is far too many U.S. businesses only find out about security breaches well after the fact, either after someone reports it or they start seeing things going up for sale online. Clearly, there needs to be much better safeguards. But in this case, Attorney General Rob Bonta alleging as well that 23andMe deliberately deceived consumers with its response to this.